Duke and Dow with you live in studio this morning, and now joining us live over the phone today is Coach Jennifer Benson, first year as golf coach for the Kemmer Rangers. Coach Benson, good morning. How are you today?
Feeling pretty good. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you very much for coming on with us and talking a little bit of Kemmer golf. Some exciting things took place last year, and of course, your practice starts on Monday. Kind of give us a background of yourself and how you, you're taking on this job. This is your first season, correct?
Yeah, it is. Where to start with that? So, I mean, my son has been golfing since he was 4 years old, and my husband and I have been taking him to golf tournaments, since he was about five, and he loves golf. And so kind of just learned about golf through following him. I mean, I played a little bit. Definitely not good, as good as he is. So I'm feeling a little intimidated about this whole coaching thing. But just did a lot of learning about it by going to all the tournaments and watching him play and kind of going through that process and that journey with him.
Absolutely. Well, of course, being the head coach is just part of it. I'm sure you have some assistants, some people helping you along the way, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We have Jason Wagner's going to be coming back and helping us, he was saying. And then also my husband's going to be coming. He knows a lot more about golf than I do, for sure. So we're going to have a lot of people there to help us out, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, Coach Benson, let's talk about what you got coming back for the Rangers in particular. You talked about your son. I'm assuming that's Trevin, who was second last year by just one stroke as a freshman. So obviously that's a real bright spot. He's coming back, but you've got another couple other guys coming back that were top 25, Samuel Swan and Bowman Sandel. That's a pretty dang good core coming back to help the Rangers this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, so I'm very excited about that for sure. And then we also have some new kids, new boys coming. So I should have about eight boys on the team. I have two freshmen, Jackson Salo and Easton Backman, who actually are pretty solid players themselves. And then I have two more sophomores coming, Bronson Hubbard and Landon Krall. So we'll have Charlie Lozier, actually also a sophomore, is going to be returning. And they've all been doing a lot of work over the summer. So I'm really excited to see what happens.
Coach Benson, tell us about the girls' side. Of course, you had Taslin Wagner, who is just a generational player. And it sounds like she will be unavailable to be with the Lady Rangers this year. So who do you have on the girls' side?
I don't have any girls this year. Most of the girls that were playing in spring golf were 6th, 7th, and 8th graders that Jonathan was able to recruit in the spring golf program. I think we're one of the only we're one of the only schools that have a spring golf program for our middle schoolers, and that started a couple years ago with Mr. Willoughby, Jonathan Willoughby, and hoping to continue that. There are a number of solid girls that had come out 6th and 7th grade. They're going to be 8th graders this year. And I think we're looking at a pretty good team when they come up, when they're freshmen. Hoping to get Taslin back. That was a big bummer when she left. And so hoping that, she'll come back to Kemmer and play with us again. But they've got to get some things put in order for that to happen. But as far as the girls go, we do have a lot of talent coming up. I got to wait a year. I got to be patient.
Well, that's certainly not an issue unique to Kemmer. Having depth at the girls' level or on the girls' side of things for a lot of schools, even schools that have over 1,200 and 1,400 kids have a hard time putting together a team. So, but it sounds like the future is bright.
Yeah. Definitely looking forward to when they can come up as freshmen for sure.
Well, let's talk a little more about the guys then. I got to be honest with you. I was excited just looking at those three that had some state experience from last year. Obviously, a state runner-up that's probably going to be one of the favorites to win it this year, the individual. But then you talk about having some other really good sophomores and freshmen. It sounds like this Kemmer team is poised to be very good, and not just this year.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of talent on the team coming up. Those two freshmen I mentioned, Easton and Jackson, I've seen them out playing almost every week out down on the course this summer. So I have really high hopes for them. We had a camp this summer as well, and that was through Scott at Purple Sage helped us out a lot this summer. And so that was really cool to see the team get together and practice there. And I'm really excited about Charlie Lozier. He's been putting in a lot of work over the summer too. Golf, it's so hard because you only have two practices or three practices before you have your first tournament. And so that summer effort is such an important factor in how we do in the fall. And I know all the boys have been out there playing their hearts out. So I'm really excited to get them going.
New Kemmer golf coach Jennifer Benson on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning with us. Dal and I talk about this quite a bit, how fast and furious the golf season goes. I mean, you guys start up this upcoming Monday. You just jump right into things. Walk us through maybe the first week or two of your schedule with the golf program. Where are you going to be and what does that look like?
Oh, gosh, you just busted me, like, right out the gate. I don't even have my schedule in front of me. I think we're going to Star Valley that first week, and then I think the second week we hit Lander. Don't quote me. I could be wrong. And we'll be playing in Green River, Rock Springs, and Evanston as well. I'm getting the shake of the head from my son. He says, no, we're not playing in Evanston.
It's all good, though. It is quick, right? I mean, you guys, you start Monday. I mean, your first competition comes right up, and then you blink, and you're in the postseason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think we're into the school year maybe 1 or 2 weeks, and then we go to Lusk for state. So it is pretty fast. Oh, sorry. What? Oh, Douglas again, corrected.
Okay.
Lusk is hosting, and then we're going to Douglas.
Ah, there you go.
Well, so anyway, yeah, so it's a pretty fast season. 6 weeks, I think, not very long at all. And it's going to be a whirlwind.
Well, you talked about the summer and the summer rounds that are so important for golf. Obviously a challenge in Western Wyoming to put in extra rounds for a good chunk of the year because you can't do it. You talked about the work ethic and the ability of the kids to get out there and do that. Maybe touch on that and some of the tricks of the trade to get them out there because you know you can't get them out there half the year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of the things that they've been working on this summer is course management and growth mindset and being resilient. And golf is just hard because it's 5 hours. I mean, you talk about wrestling and wrestling's hard physically. You go out for a minute. And then basketball is, what, a 50-minute game or something like that. And you have to – your mind has to be right for that long. But for golf, it's just – it's a very, in my opinion, it's the hardest sport. I know not everybody's going to agree with that. But to stay in something and to be as accurate as you have to be with, you know, 14 different clubs, that's 5 hours. And that's 5 hours across to, you know, 10 hours if you count the 2 days and 18 holes of golf. And it's so frustrating. And so a lot of the work that the boys have been putting in, I think, is just being able to build that mental stamina to be able to compete highly for across 18 holes and then 18 holes the next day. So a lot of short game work too, making sure that our putts and our chips are on target. So those types of things are the ones that the boys have been working with. But Morris, I think the mental stamina is the big one, just being able to stay positive and in the moment and mindful of where you place the ball on the course and being able to hit that target accurately. It's a tough thing. And so I think you got to be a special kind of kid to play golf. It's a hard sport.
That's Coach Jennifer Benson, first year as head golf coach for the Kemmer Rangers. Well, Coach Benson, thank you so much for your time today and wish you and the Rangers the very, very best this season.
Yeah, you're welcome. And thank you so much. And just to, I just did want to add one thing, like our course has been fantastic this year. And I think that that's helped a lot too. So really excited to get going and thank you so much for having me on your show.
Absolutely. There is something special about Fossil Island. No doubt about it.
Oh, there definitely is. And it's been gorgeous this year. It's been gorgeous.
Coach Benson this morning. It is First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.